Are you ready?
Level Up Daily, the hottest podcast for self-growth, with interviews from the hottest celebrities.
Told her to level me up, told her to level me up, yeah.
Now, your host, DeAndre Evans.
Told her to level me up, told her to level me up, yeah.
It's time to level up.
Now level up.
Yo, what's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning, and shout out for those tuning in for the first time. I'm your host, DeAndre Evans, and y'all know the vibes, man. If y'all been rocking with me, y'all know what time it is, man. It's time to level up and get to it. But if this is your first time here, I want to say thank you so much for hitting the play button. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And listen, you made it to the right side of podcasting, right? Just like y'all make it to the right side of TikTok or Instagram, y'all found one of the best podcasts out here. So it's time to do what we do best, man. It's time to level up. But with that being said, I'm excited because I'm feeling better, right? I was sick and down, you know, a couple days ago, about a week or so, and your boy was struggling. I was like, all right, guy, what we doing? Because I couldn't smell, I could, you know, taste anything. At first, I thought I had COVID again. I'm like, oh, wait, am I out? Is this it? But I think it was just like my allergies mixed with maybe a cold or something. It was weird. Like, I went through a weird transition. But anyway, that's not important. I'm back, right? I'm back and I'm here with y'all, and hopefully y'all feeling good, man. And you know, I appreciate everyone that tapped in on the prior two episodes, right? When I said I was sick, and also stating that, you know, I would love to get into a rotation where we start dropping, you know, episodes every week again, whether it's on a Tuesday, Monday, Thursday, Friday type of thing. And a lot of people weighed in on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So guess what? Here we go. We in it. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're going to be dropping content, so y'all can expect some content on those days. So either Tuesday, Thursday, or, you know, if I'm feeling good, if I got a bonus here and there, you know, I got something exclusive I want to share with y'all, y'all might get two episodes every week. Y'all never know. So make sure y'all tap in and make sure you hit the subscribe button. But with that being said, look, what I want to talk about today is something that was actually brought up to my attention, because I was handling business even when I was sick. Like, even when I'm down, I'm not down. You feel me? Like, I'm going to make something happen. So I had a recent client hit me up, and they was talking about what they were going through in business, and they just got started right in the business game. And if you just getting started in the business, you kind of probably feel this way as well. But if you are a seasoned vet, you've been in business for a while, you probably understand like the hurdles and challenges that come with starting the business, what to look out for, how to navigate, and some of the biggest mistakes that you wish you probably knew and could avoid when you first got started. And so she asked me, she was like, yo, Dre, you know, what has been like the biggest mistake, you know, for you in business, or the biggest mistakes you see other people make when they get started? And I'm not gonna lie, at first I was thinking, I'm like, I got like 5,000. I got a lot of mistakes I've made, man. I went through a lot, ups and downs. I've been in business, 8 years now, officially on paper, documented about 6-7 now, since I quit my job. But learning everything, man, it was very challenging. But I would say a few things. It would be, you know, not putting money back into the business, right? Not hiring someone to help with the business, because we trying to go outside and flex and spend the money we just made, a couple $100, a couple thousand, whatever it is, because we want to, you know, be outside spending money on designers, coffee, rentals, whatever it is, right? Versus feeding the business. And I also told her that another big thing that I made a mistake on was not raising my prices, right? Because I was trying to be so cool, and I was trying to capture everyone possible, and I wanted everyone to rock with me. And I felt like, man, that was like one of the biggest challenges to get through and get over, because I was trying to fit within this space that everyone said, oh, you got to do it like this, you got to do it like that. I was trying to please too many people at once, to be honest, right? And so for me, you know, not going on the offense and being clear when stating my price and raising my prices, that to me was one of the biggest mistakes. So if you are a new business owner, hopefully what I'm about to share with y'all can help, you know, in your journey, your pursuit of what you going after. And listen, if you are an OG, you've been in the game for a minute, maybe this is some refreshing content. Maybe you ain't hear it this way. So look, this is just my spin on it and what I told her. And so I just want to share what my thoughts were with her as I kind of like reiterate certain points. But like, if we just look at business, right? Totality. It's all about numbers, right? It's all about scaling. It's all about how much money you make in your business, et cetera. That's just the business side. Okay. However, if you look at the landscape and how things are going in the marketplace right now, inflation is crazy. It's going to continue to rise. You know, a lot of people are losing their jobs still. It's a lot of different challenges and things occurring. So what I told her was this, you know, you need to look around at those in the industry that are doing it on a bigger level than you, right? So like, if you look around at the marketplace, you'll see like CVS, Lowe's, Target, Pepsi, all of these big name brand companies, these organizations, you know, they all are raising their prices. But then, you know, when I told her this, she was like, oh man, I guess you're right, right? But I was like, you gotta think about it, right? You know, because I don't want you to think about it and be like, man, I might lose a few customers if I raise my prices, or I don't know if this is going to work, right? Instead, you got to ask yourself, yo, could I lose my business if I don't raise my prices, if I'm not competitive, if I'm not speaking up for what I have to offer, right? Like, you got to think about it that way. So we got to learn to shift our perspective and learn to adapt with the market as it continues to fluctuate. And look, I understand. You want to keep those deals. You want to keep those customers happy. And you want to give them more for less. Look, I totally get it. But what good would that be if your overhead is crushing you every single month and your bills are constantly rolling in nonstop and you're not able to manage everything? Because look, there's going to be other companies out there that do what you do, right? One person might be charging $100, the next person $1,000, the next 20, 50, 80,000, right? So trying to stick to a quote unquote competitive landscape on what others are charging, you should consider the value that you bring, the experience that you bring, the knowledge, right? The results that you can produce, and bet on that versus, you know, going to Google and being like, yo, what should I charge to do hair? what should I charge people to walk their dogs? You know what I'm saying? Like Jay-Z said it best. He was like, you know, set your price and live your life. It's as simple as that. When you set your price, people are either going to pay it or they're not. But guess what? At least you're okay with the price being the price because you chose it. You feel me? Because the bottom line is this: inflation is affecting everything right now. And if you want to scale and be on the upside of things, especially coming out of this downturn here, you need to look at your numbers and calculate, like, you know, what will actually allow you to thrive in this marketplace, right? And let's keep it all the way 100. You know, raising your prices can really improve the perception of your business and actually help position you as a premium brand, because everybody want to be top of the top. Everybody want to be the best. They want to have a luxury brand, luxury that, whatever the case may be. So doing so can actually help position you a little closer to that. However, by raising your prices, though, what you're doing is you're actually filtering out those customers who are not willing to pay for your value. And instead, you start to attract those who are willing to pay for those premium services or products that you have. And of course, you know, you're going to lose a couple people, you know, but that's a part of the game. It's a small price to pay. That's just a part of growth and success in the long term of business. And, you know, I know that may be tough for those to hear, but not everyone is your ideal customer. I mean, someone got to say it. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I'm not about to BS y'all and be like, oh, no, you're going to be fine. Everyone's going to rock with you and it's going to be perfect and blah, blah. Nope, nope, nope. We don't do that on this side. I'm going to tell you straight up what you need to know, you know, and look out for you. You know, I have y'all best interests at heart. So how do we, you know, go about taking this information and doing something with it, right? So now one of the best ways you can actually go about doing this and actually raising your prices without like alienating your existing customers is to give them a heads up, you know, just let them know. Let's say, for example, right, like I say, I was talking to a client and she was like, you know, I have about six or seven clients right now and they all pay me like $2,000 a month to do the services that, you know, is rendered out. I said, okay, cool, what's like the timeline? And you got like 3 months, 6 months, 9, 12, like what is the package, like what's going on? She said it's a 6 month contract, right? And I said, okay, look, this is what you can do, right? You can reach out to half of them, right? So out of six, seven, whatever, let's say you choose three or four, right? And you let them know, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. You know, when we're up, given the amount of demand, I just want to let you know forthcoming, I'm going to need you to bring you up to speed to 4,000, 5,000, whatever that price point is, right? Now, if one of them say yes, guess what? Boom, you're good. You're good, right? Because even if the others say no, you just covered them, right? Based on that one person saying yes, and you still increase your bottom line, right? So it's very important that you just explain to your customers the additional, you know, benefits or the perks and the quality and the features that they may receive due to the demand and also everything else that's occurring within your business, right? And look, you can sweeten it up if you want to. If you generous like that, you want to offer a special promotion, you know, or discount, you know, for existing customers to make the transition a little bit more easier. And you can be like, you know, I understand you've been rocking with us for a while. We appreciate you for trusting us to deliver the services. And as a courtesy, right, as a professional courtesy, I'll let it take 10% off the first month to help with the transition. So then they still get a little something on the back end of it, but you still get what you need moving forward because they locked in now, right? You feel me? And look, I get it. I know a lot of y'all probably like, Dre, man, it sound good, but I don't know. I feel like everybody gonna tell me no. I don't know about raising these prices. This just doesn't seem right. Like, I don't know if I can do it. And my answer is this. Being told no is a part of the game, y'all. Y'all in business already. And if you're thinking about starting a business, get ready. People are gonna tell you no. But guess what? No doesn't always mean it's forever. It might just be right now. You feel me? And don't never take it personal too. Never take it personal. Instead, you gotta view it as an opportunity to learn and improve your offering. Maybe you just have to work on your negotiating skills to help close the deal, right? If your customer is not willing to pay the increased prices that you have, it may be a sign that you need to reevaluate your value proposition and identify the areas where you can improve. That just might be it. But it's equally as important to remember that even if a customer says no now, like I said, they'll come back later in the future and they'll see the value and they'll be like, oh yeah, let's get started now. Or, man, I wish I did this sooner. You know what I'm saying? So look, that's my TED talk. This is a conversation that I had with a client, like I said, and I felt like, you know, this information and this dialogue can help someone out there that's moving through these paths right now and these waters right now, if you will. When it comes to navigating their business on increasing their prices, their bottom line. And like I say, if you're new to the space and you're thinking about getting into it, just consider this, you know, moving forward, you know, hold yourself to that standard. Don't be afraid to ask, right? Don't be afraid to ask for it because, you know, beautiful things happen when you ask. I mean, they even say it in the Bible. And I'm not about to get biblical on y'all, but you know what I'm saying? They say, you have not because you ask not, right? That's in the Bible. Come on. So all I'm saying is, take heed to this and just go get what you deserve.